You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. A gorgeous day here in my part of the world. Don, how are things there?
Well, it's a different world out west. You can compare to the Midwest and East right now. Warmer than normal October weather. Lots of high pressure, but there's been a lot of cold and wet weather moving into the Northern Rockies, Northern and Central Plains. Across the Central and Northern Rockies, last few days have brought snow, freezing temperatures, and between now and the weekend, there's more of that that's moving into the western states. It's all due to move later on, but here in the next week to 10 days, it's still going to be warm in the central and eastern areas of the U.S.
How about I ask you about that later? I don't know what about the cold weather just up front, but I do want to know about the wet weather that the folks in the western part of the Corn Belt have been suffering through. What are conditions like today?
Well, I tell you, it's going to be getting wet again. We have a very moist weather system that's going to bring significant rains to portions of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and then this is going to move northeastward across Kansas, eastern Nebraska, Iowa, into portions of Missouri, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and even some northern and western areas of Illinois. I mean, we are talking about 2 to 3 inches of rain or more in some of those areas over the next 5 or 6 days. Those are the same areas that have been wet, so the wetness there is going to continue here in the short term.
So in the Gulf of Mexico, Michael is spooling up really quickly. This hurricane surprised, I think, some of the weather forecasters. Where do you think it'll come ashore, and what kind of damage is the expectation?
Well, it's going to go right into the west central areas of the Florida Panhandle and come in as a strong hurricane, probably a high-end Category 3. We're talking 120, 130 mile-per-hour winds or more. The saving grace, if there is such a thing with a hurricane, is this is going to be a very fast mover as compared to what we saw with Florence. But the Florida Panhandle, southeastern areas of Alabama, portions of Georgia are looking at 6 to 12 inches of rain. The remnants will then go right across, unfortunately, the Carolinas, and will drop anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of rain over areas that were hit by Florence. But we're not expecting it to stall. It'll get caught up in the jet stream, and as quickly as it hits the Florida coast, tomorrow and tomorrow night, by Thursday night and Friday, it'll be out in the Atlantic again.
So that's going to come in, bounce, and go back out. I take it that the eastern Corn Belt won't have to worry about rainfall from this event.
No, with it getting caught up in the jet stream and curving east, that will keep it away from the eastern Corn Belt.
Okay, now let's get to the cold weather. Is it coming our way?
It is. We are going to see a pretty good penetration of some colder weather beginning to push in early to mid-next week. We're looking at some of the coldest air of the season getting pushed in. Now, at first, it'll be more in the western areas of the Corn Belt. You get into the northern plains of Minnesota, Wisconsin, but Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Kansas, those areas. The push of cold air will be pretty extensive, and we see some freezing temperatures getting maybe as far south as Interstate 80. In portions of western Iowa with this first push. And then if we go the next week, that colder air will spread into the eastern central Corn Belt areas and along the East Coast.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He's one of 5 different meteorologists you can hear during the Closing Market Report each and every business day of the year. Starting on Monday with the folks at Risk Pulse, Don joins us from Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming on Tuesdays, of course. Wednesdays, we talk with Drew Lerner out of World Weather Incorporated. Thursday, Mike Tenor joins us from T-Storm Weather in Chicago, and on Friday we wrap up with Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. I'm Todd Gleason.